Proclamation number 0979 of 24th of June, 1939. Developing spiritual abilities through constant practice. Love for the Lord is also recognizable in the desire for divine wisdom, and the human being, who recognizes himself as a product of divine love, desires to participate in spirit in the working and activity of the eternal deity, i.e., to grasp all the wonders of creation with his senses and to know about things which are purest spiritual knowledge and therefore can only be received with a divine spiritual spark within him. Thus it only requires some practice and the will of man achieves unbelievable things in spiritual relationship. To fulfill all duties of the body is also only a matter of more or less practice, for the human being acquires skills in different areas through conscious striving for them, and this is the earthly purpose to educate himself in the profession he has chosen for his earthly life. It is the same with all spiritual abilities which can also be trained to a high degree through constant practice and which result in the success of being able to penetrate spiritual areas extraordinarily deeply and to increase spiritual knowledge accordingly. This striving always presupposes love for God, for the human being always wants to possess what he deems desirable. And through his desire for spiritual possessions he confesses that his soul and spirit are drawn towards divinity, whose product of love he is from eternity. However, if the love for God does not dwell in him, his senses do not desire the wisdom from God. They are directed towards the world with its earthly advantages. Man desires fame and honor, earthly goods and earthly knowledge, and he finds complete fulfillment of his longing in them. And conversely, the world will appear stale to the person who has tasted spiritual truth. For his desire for it will increase the more it is satisfied, yet the earth's goods will appear charmless and worthless to him. And love for God, for his Creator, will displace everything from the heart which was ever hidden in it, and the least spiritual food will be far more enjoyment for him than all the pleasures of the world, for his heart will no longer be able to recognize them as such. Once it has found happiness in the presentation of heavenly wisdom and is allowed to satisfy its hunger for it through the grace of the Lord. For whoever perseveres in love for him, his spirit may fly upwards as often as he likes. He will always be cared for by divine love. Amen.